broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome in the clubhouse. We're celebrating Father's Day early because, of course, you want to get gifts. And we've got some gifts that you may not, well, Dad probably wouldn't buy them for himself, but you can. And we're in the clubhouse this morning. We're hoping to hear from John Hopkins, writer for The Times and Global Golf Post and author. His most recent work is Four, The Best of John Hopkins on Golf. It's a really good book. I recommend that, certainly for the golfer in your family. In the news this morning, Phil Mickelson under investigation for insider trading. Well, it sounds like much ado about nothing when you actually read the New York Times story. More than likely, he's an acquaintance who, the acquaintance, may have done something insider, and they're asking Mr. Mickelson what they know about the acquaintance, or what he knows. It's, as Mr. Mickelson said, I have done absolutely nothing wrong. And really great news this week. It's about time, in my opinion, that we had a PGA championship for women. The U.S. Open, the Open, both have female versions of their events. The U.S. Women's Open, the Women's British Open. I doubt the Masters will open up a women's version, but the PGA of America have certainly stepped up with their large female membership, 27,000 female members of the PGA of America. And now we've got a title sponsor, and you have the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. It's absolutely awesome. And again, it's about time, with NBC televising Golf Channel on Thursday, Friday, then on NBC on Saturday and Sunday. This is a winner. Thank you to the LPGA Commissioner Mike Wan and PGA of America CEO Pete Bevacqua, elevating the women's game. Let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Dr. Armand Chong, dentist, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities, the official dentist of the 1990-95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, a great dentist, 737-3525. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
And we're back. Yes, we've got gift ideas. How would you like to win a gift for Dad? How about some Bridgestone golf balls? All you've got to be is the ninth caller, and you've got a beautiful box of Bridgestone golf balls to give to Dad for Father's Day. The number is 808-296-5467. Dial it now, 808-296-5467. John Hopkins, writer for The Times for many, many years. He writes for the Global Golf Post. He is author. The most recent of his works is Four, The Best of John Hopkins on Golf. More than 35 years of golf writing, from the 2013 PGA Lifetime Achievement Award in Journalism. We go now to Mr. Hopkins, joining us all the way. Where are you calling in from, sir?
I'm calling in from home, Wales.
In Wales.
I'd like to say, Danielle, I've just come in off the golf course. But the truth is, I've just come in from cutting the grass.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, you have to maintain the golf course, right? So, you know, I was reading about your dad and how he got you. Just reading your foreword inspires me. You know, truly, the way you write is marvelous. You talk about how you were no good at rugby, not very good at squash. I lived, however, along a golf course in Gloucestershire, and able to spend hours playing or practicing. And are you your father? You were, I guess, you were 7 or 8, and the first obstacle was finding left-handed golf clubs for a boy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And yeah. I was The problem was, although I didn't realize it was a problem at the time, was that I am naturally left-handed. And if you do your arithmetic, and I reveal that I was born in 1945, and that therefore when I was starting to play golf, I was age 7 or 8, that makes it 1951 or 1952. And in those post-war years, which will not be familiar in your memory, I mean, things were very different over here, but in those post-war years in Britain, there were scarcely children's golf clubs, never mind left-handed children's golf clubs.
I love it.
So I had a problem.
Yes, but you're right. But Dad simply turned me round, so I looked over the hole, over my left shoulder instead of my right.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing is that I have absolutely no recollection of it at all. It just bears out the theory that people have that if you start a child at something when they're young, be it skiing or squash or swimming or I don't know, anything that they have to learn and teach their body to do, then if they're young, they will probably adapt to it very quickly and in short order will find themselves unable to remember the difficulties of when they began.
Exactly. And you know, I mean, so people say, well, I'm too old to start. Well, that's not true. You know, you're never too old to take up the game of golf. And reading the works of, in four, the best of John Hopkins on golf, this is a collection of his works. And I was looking at some of the articles that you have in here. In April, and this is, it's, you've put this together by months. Can you kind of give us a synopsis of what you've put together here?
Yeah, well, the thinking that once we decided that there was a book in my work, I sat down and I thought, well, how am I going to present this book? I mean, it's going to be a bit dull, really, if it's just a boring anthology.
Yes.
And my immediate reaction was, well, I'll do it in terms of major championships. Here's John Hopkins on the Masters. Here's John Hopkins on the U.S. Open, the Open, and the PGA, and so on. And here's John Hopkins on the Ryder Cup. And here's John Hopkins on the Curtis Cup. And then I thought, well, then I went away and I did a bit of research. And I've kept almost everything I've ever written, interestingly, or perhaps vaingloriously enough. I've got them I stick them out. I cut them out of the paper. I stick them onto a piece of paper, and I put them in a file. And I've kept pretty good files. And I thought, well, okay, doing it the traditional way is one thing, but just let me have a look at what I've written. And as I started going through all the stuff I've written, I realized that there was an awful lot of stuff that I had written that appeared in months that most people would consider, in this country anyway, would consider to be non-golfing months, like January and February and March, when it's cold and wet, and November and December. But in those months, I found that I might have been having breakfast with Gary Player, for example, in January, or indeed Ernie Els, for that matter.
Yes.
Or I might have been covering a tournament in Australia, or I might have been at Sun City in South Africa, or indeed I might have been in America at the Match Play Championship. I mean, when I came to look at it, I realized that there was a lot more stuff in the supposedly quiet months than I thought. So then I thought, John, you can crack this by doing it month by month, and that will show the breadth of the stuff you've written about, and that's what I did. And most months, there were a few months when I had a little bit of trouble filling it out, but well, no, I didn't have trouble, but well, there were some months when it was harder to fill it out than others.
Yeah.
On the whole, it was very difficult to choose the 10 or 12 pieces, which comprise about 12,000 words, that I chose for each chapter. But I hope in doing so, the pieces I've chosen, I'm pretty proud of most of the pieces that are in there, and I hope that a good many of them will not have been read before and will strike. And I hope that when people have finished reading the whole book, they will have a pleasurable sense of the breadth of the golf that I was able to write about, that my company, the Times of London, was kind enough to pay for me to go and write about.
Isn't it wonderful? I mean, the time that you covered golf, glorious times when travel wasn't quite as difficult as, let's say, the 1920s, and you were able to go around the world and see everything that you saw and cover golf.
Are you suggesting I was born in 1920?
No, I'm just saying that travel after the 50s was a lot easier than it was in the 1920s when, you know, people were still trying to cover golf. But I looked at the April title where you say, your article, Tiger Woods will not beat Jack Nicklaus's major record.
Yeah.
So there's a...
And
there's
I'd actually said that before in 1997. Or rather, to be absolutely honest, what I said in 1997 was, I'm not prepared to say that Tiger Woods will beat Jack Nicklaus's record. Let's hold on here a minute. Mm-hmm. Because all the fawning and stuff that was going on around me, of people saying, oh, he can win the Masters by 12 strokes, he's bound to beat Jack Nicklaus's record before he's 25, you know, he'll win 30 major championships and all this and that and the other. And although I didn't say in 1997, as I did more recently, that he might be involved in the car accident or, God forbid, that somebody might take a pot at him, in 1997, I just didn't feel the need to be quite so effusive. I thought he played remarkably well in that Masters, and he went on to play remarkably well for the next 5 or 6 or 7 years. But there was no need to give him the whole competition. I mean, there are all sorts of other issues that had to be considered. And by the time we get to April in about 2009, I think, or 2008 it was, I start specifying the things that I thought could happen to him. And sadly, two of them did.
Yes, unfortunately. Let's go to May.
Yeah.
Thank you, Seve, the charismatic virtuoso who helped me dream. What did he help you dream?
Well, he helped me dream about how to hit a shot, and that when I was facing a particular shot, not a very difficult shot, but by most people's standards, but difficult for me, if there was one person into whose mind's eye I wanted an image, then it would have been Seve. I don't want to elaborate this and make this sound too dramatic, really, but on occasions, I'd seen Seve hit probably tens of thousands of strokes in all the years I've been covering him, possibly hundreds of thousands of strokes. And I knew his mannerisms and the way he tossed his hair and the way he walked and how his hands fell as he walked along, the way his mouth would curl and his eyes would sparkle and sometimes glower. I knew all that. So it wasn't terribly difficult for me to think, right, if Seve were in this position, he'd play one of these long backswing, long follow-through, slow shots, which average to high handicap golfers like me find very, very difficult because we get scared. And so when I was faced with a shot like that, I thought to myself, right, quickly picture Seve making this swing in your mind's eye and then commit yourself to it. And I did, and it worked.
That's beautiful. We're talking with John Hopkins. His book is Four, The Best of John Hopkins on Golf. This is a great Father's Day gift. You can get it either the Kindle version, if Dad likes those modern things, or you can get a hard copy. And it's all at Amazon.com, of course. It's called Four, The Best of John Hopkins on Golf. Before we close, Mr. Hopkins, I found a story in January that is absolutely perfect. You were stuck in a snowdrift in central Germany with Mark Eldridge, a photographer with the Sunday Times. You're going to Bernard Langer's house and his mom doesn't, I love how you see, with sparkling eyes, she doesn't speak any English, but she's following the conversation. She's feeding you. And then you get Bernard Langer on the golf course in the snow?
Yeah, well, we got him here. We needed him to help us get out of the snowdrift that we got into because I had to go revving up the car and sort of taking my foot off the clutch and letting it go, and I couldn't get out. And Mark had a go, and he couldn't do it either. So Bernard said, no, out of the way, fellas, let me have a go. And being someone who probably lived in a country where there was more severe snow and every year than we have here in Britain, he was certainly more accomplished at it. And he got us out of there in no time at all. So, yeah, that's a very nice memory. And visiting his parents' house was a very nice memory. She was a small, very warm figure, and she conveyed her character, even though she couldn't speak a word of English, nor understand a word of English.
Isn't that wonderful? Just the way you write. Now, you start each month with some thoughts, right? This is and then you have your article. So your writing is absolutely superb. I just really enjoy talking with you and reading you. And Four, The Best of John Hopkins on Golf, is a book you really need to pick up and enjoy for many, many years. It's an excellent book. Thanks so much for being on the show with me, Mr. Hopkins.
It's a pleasure.
Excellent.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for asking me.
Absolutely. And we'll be back after this. We're going to go to Chambers Bay with Tony Dear. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Why wait? To be old enough or wise enough? Why wait to own the road ahead when you can do it now? Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to have the world within reach with the intuitive controls of the Acura ILX? Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters? Why wait to follow the rules when you can make up your own? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
You could play a round of golf at Poipu Bay at 8:50 this morning, 10:20 or 11:10. The Zarvos group is going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. If you'd like to get a gift card for Dad, Poipu Bay has gift cards and for all occasions. And how about winning something for Dad? How about a gift card or a round of golf? A round of golf for Dad at Poipu Bay. All you have to be is the ninth caller, because this is Father's Day. Gift ideas and gift possibilities that we're giving away. Poipu Bay, round of golf for Dad, 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. Just call it, be the ninth caller, and you are the winner, or Dad's the winner. Let's welcome into the show Tony Dear, author and golf writer. I always, you know, Tony, having a name like Tony Dear... This is one.
You like the Tony bit, do you?
Yes, I do. I like the deer part. You can find his work at bellinghamgolfer.com. He's a Brit living in the U.S., writing about golf, golf in the Pacific Northwest, destinations, golf courses, golf equipment. Everything is there at bellinghamgolfer.com. Chambers Bay is where the U.S. Open is going to be in 2015. And I was reading up about Chambers Bay, and boy, I didn't know there's something. What's the Chambers Basement?
Oh, the bunker on the 18th.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I love it personally. I mean, I don't love it if I'm in it, but I think it's a wonderful idea, and it's actually quite an interesting story behind that, because I was actually speaking with Mike Davis and Robert Trent Jones about it just last month. And, you know, the story came out that Mike Davis really wanted something on, you know, in the middle of the fairway, short of the green. And they decided together that a bunker would be okay. And Mr. Davis said, okay, I want it deep. And so Robert Trent Jones built a fairly deep bunker, you know, 4 or 5 feet. Fairly significant.
Uh-huh.
Then Mike Davis took one look and said, deeper. And apparently it went back about two or three times, and Mr. Davis every time just said, deeper, deeper, I want it deeper. And now it's 15 feet deep, and if you get in it, you are you're in trouble.
15?
I believe that, sorry, Daniel, I think in the 3 years that it's been there, I think I know of one person who's hit the green from that bunker.
So that's almost like one of those hell bunkers in the UK, right?
It's not as big. It's certainly as deep, if not deeper, way deeper. It's not quite a pop bunker. It's not a tiny thing that you feel claustrophobic in,
okay.
But it's just very deep.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I think one story you wrote at BellinghamGolfer.com, I think I found it, or was it Pacific Northwest Golf Association? Robert Trent Jones Jr. Designed Chambers Bay and said about the bunker that he then put there in front of about 120 yards short of the 18th green, extravagantly deep. He said it goes all the way to China. It's way too deep for him.
He said that when you're hitting out of the bottom of it, you're probably closer to China than you are to America.
But
it's one of those things that you have to, you know, if you play the hole, you obviously try to avoid it as best you can. But when you walk past it, you just have to drop a ball in there and give it a go.
Just drop a ball in there and give it a go. I like that. Matt Allen is the Chambers Bay General Manager, and he insists the feedback's been positive. Seriously, I
guess. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
For people taking photographs.
Yeah, as I say, you go in there, you drop a ball in, you take your sandwich, and you just try and get it out, and you have your friend take a picture. It's a wonderful moment.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? What's really exciting about this is that I'm going to experience that particular bunker in August, early August.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be at Chambers Bay.
Well, with your first ball, do whatever you can to avoid it.
Yeah.
20 yards left, right, whatever. Just stay out of it. But as you go past, you got to have a go.
I certainly have to take a picture now, don't I? I have to just drop a ball and try it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And now, when you talk about Chambers Bay hosting the U.S. Open, what's the biggest challenge for the people in that area?
Well, of course, you know, the U.S. Open has never been to the Pacific Northwest before. It's just a wonderful opportunity for the area. You know, I've been here 11 years now, and I just love it. It's just so beautiful, and for the golf fans here to have something as big as the U.S. Open come to, you know, that their region is just such a wonderful thing, and everyone is so excited about it, and it's. And the thing that excites me most is that the next couple of years, you know, this year and next year, the U.S. Open is going to two so different courses. You know, with all due respect, I mean, you always look forward to the U.S. Open because it's the U.S. Open. It's one of the great championships. But some of them kind of meld into each other. They run into each other because the courses end up looking the same with the narrow fairways and the tall rough and the concrete greens, and I just think, you know, Pinehurst, you know, with the amazing work that Bill Corr and Ben Crenshaw have done there, and the course that Chambers Bay is, we're going to have two of the most interesting U.S. Opens ever, and it's not often the case. I certainly haven't, you know, months before. Looked forward to the U.S. Open. The U.S. Open, you enjoy it because it's, you know, it's a major championship, it's the U.S. Open. But you don't necessarily look forward to it months before. The next 2 years, Pinehurst and Chambers Bay, I'm really looking forward to them because they're going to be so, I'm just going to be so intrigued to see how the players deal with the challenges that they have. And Pinehurst this year, without the rough and the wider fairways, and it's just such an intelligent renovation that, Bill and Ben did.
It's going to be fun at Pinehurst, in addition with the women playing right after the men playing. 2 weeks of championship golf. It's going to be interesting. Where would I stay at Chambers Bay?
In the bunker on the 18th. you'll be well sheltered.
Yeah, my little bed there, my cushion, my.
Yeah.
Certainly. Good idea. Closer to China than to the U.S.
Well, we've all slept in bunkers, right?
Yeah, certainly. I'm giving up trying to get out. We're talking with Tony Deere, author. He's got a great book. It's called The Golfer's Handbook. And there's a whole section of Around with Dad. I kind of like that. You know, we're talking about Father's Day gifts. And here's another one. Golf book. It's called The Golfer's Handbook. The Perfect Putter, Loft, Gripping Advice, The Swing, Around with Dad, The Golf Trip. Now, I'm going on a golf trip. I'm going to Chambers Bay. I know where I'm going to be staying. I'm going to be staying Salish Cliffs. But I'm wondering where one would stay to go to the U.S. Open next year in 2015. It's close to Hawaii. You know, it's on the West Coast. And a lot of people live in that Seattle area. So what would you recommend?
Well, Tacoma's just 5 miles away. There's 100 places to stay in Tacoma.
Great.
All sorts of, there's plenty of suburbs, in South Seattle and Tacoma, Federal Way. You'll not have a problem finding somewhere to stay.
Okay. All right. I thought maybe, somebody said, where would you stay to go play at Mid-Pacific Country Club? I tell them a B&B in Kailua. So that, I was just curious if you had some inside tip.
No, there was a possibility that they were going to put a cruise terminal in right next to the course, and you would just come off the boat.
Oh, I like it.
Train tracks. It was a great idea, but unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen. The USGA are in talks with BNSF, the rail company at the moment, about providing a train down to the course from Seattle, which I think would be an absolutely wonderful way to enter the course. There was talk of building a temporary station there right opposite the course. I'm not sure if that's going to happen. That's still in negotiations. But whether they can build a station there or whether you alight at the nearest station down the track, it's still going to be a wonderful way to get to the course.
Oh, I say put one of those trains, park it, and have a sleeper there.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Yes. That would be something. Are you going to Hoylake for at Royal Liverpool Golf Club, I should say, built in 1869 on the side of the Royal Hotel race course, the second oldest golf links in England, and where the British Open, the Open, don't anybody call me, please, I know it's the Open, where the Open will be played this summer.
Well, unfortunately, I won't be able to get to the Open itself. Summer's just with the kids here in the Northwest, it's just too beautiful to miss. But I was there recently. I attended Liverpool University, and we had the Liverpool University Alumni Day at Hoylake about 6 weeks ago. I was on the golf team at Liverpool University, and it's amazing. I must have played dozens of rounds at Hoylake. And I look back, and I can never remember a single round that was played in anything other than cold, miserable, gray drizzle. And then 2006 comes along, and it's 90 degrees, and the fairways are like concrete. And I saw it, and I couldn't recognize the place. It was just totally alien to me. And, of course, we went back 6 weeks ago for the Alumni Day, and sure enough, it didn't actually rain, but it was cold and gray and windy.
For everybody who doesn't know, why are some courses called Royal Liverpool Golf Club? How do you get the royal distinction?
You have to be associated with a member of the royal family. Mm-hmm. Certain members of the royal family in history have been interested in golf, and they play golf, and they've been invited to these clubs, and they've decided to bestow the royal patronage on that course.
Yeah,
and you find them in Britain, obviously, and Canada, Australia, South Africa. everywhere the British Empire used to extend.
Yeah. And this is where Tiger Woods won an Open, which is why everybody thought this would be the perfect year for Tiger Woods to win another championship, major championship, to add to his resume and come upon Jack Nicklaus's 18. Hopefully this year was going to be one. Of course, now he's recovering from back surgery. He's not going to be in the U.S. Open, and he doesn't have a timetable for making it into, you know, let's see, when am I going to come back? He's listening to his doctors. Sure would be fun if he could play at in Hoy Lake, Royal Liverpool. That would be great.
I think 2006, I think that was probably the best I ever saw him swing the club. It was absolutely perfect.
That's the year he didn't use the driver. He just used irons the whole way. And we said, why don't you always do that?
Well, he hit one in the first round on the 16th, and I think he missed the fairway with it. So he wisely decided that he doesn't need it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
and
wonderful.
I think he was playing with Nick Faldo in the first couple of rounds, and Faldo went up to him and spoke to him at the end of the round and said, if you're not going to use it, can I have it for my son? I'm not sure he gave it to him, huh?
Yeah. Okay, we're talking with Tony Deere, author and golf writer. His golf book that you might like, it's gotten some great reviews, is The Golfer's Handbook. And some of the chapters are The Perfect Putter, Loft, Gripping Advice, The Swing, Around with Dad, and The Golf Trip. What inspired you to do Around with Dad? What's that chapter about?
Well, this is something I never really considered. I mean, he's just your dad. And then I read a book about by James Dodson about playing with dad, and it suddenly struck me, you know what? They were absolutely the most special rounds of my life. And I lost my dad. Actually, he passed away in 1990. I was 19 at the time. And it just struck me that the rounds that I'd enjoyed with my dad were some of the most memorable of my life. One in particular I'll never forget. I mentioned it in the book, was at an absolutely wonderful course called Mullion in Cornwall in England. It's right on the ocean, on the cliffs above the ocean. And it's just so beautiful. Not difficult. It's not a, you know, championship course, but it's just a wonderful day out. And Dad had the round of his life. He was around in 73, and he was, he just couldn't miss, and it was absolutely wonderful to watch. And I was a difficult young teenager, you know, that didn't know how to behave and played the worst round of his life. And I just remember storming off the 18th green and going straight to the car and locking myself in the car and just being a total discredit to my dad and everything. I just remembered that round so much, and I just wished I could go back and change it and say, well done, Dad, you played fantastic and behave a lot better than I did. So it was kind of an opportunity for me to almost to encourage people to play with their dad.
Yeah.
Just go out and enjoy their company, and if he plays great, tell him.
Yeah, and don't be a little muck up.
I'm trying to think, Danny, I'm trying to think of an appropriate word that I can use on the radio, and it's just not coming to me.
I know, that's why I came up with muck up.
I've got loads swimming around in my head, and I'm trying to pick one. I'm thinking, no, that's not going to work. I can't say that.
Oh, Tony Deere, thanks so much for being on the show.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Daniel.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. We're going to talk about photo ball marker. It is right. Photo ball marker. Uh-huh. That's a great gift for your dad, for your mom, for anybody, any occasion. But right now we're focusing on dads. And we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
20 years in state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
I would like you to win a round of golf at Poipu Bay. We have several rounds to give away, and if you'd like to be the winner, all you have to do is call 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Round of golf, Poipu Bay Golf Course for Dad. Speaking of for Dad, let's talk with Ken Barley. He's the owner, co-owner, because Char, his wife, is co-owner. Photoballmarker.com is where you can go to make your ball mark your happy place, like I do with Zeus. You know, welcome to the show, Ken.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. And Zeus is loose on my Twitter feed.
Zeus is loose on your Twitter feed. I got to go capture him.
You do got to capture him.
He's a big dog. He belongs to my son. He's a Great Dane Mastiff. He's about 175, 180 pounds, depending on what season you weigh him in. And he thinks he's a lap dog. I can only put the front end of him in my lap. I tell him he's got to keep the back end on the ground, but he can put his legs in his... He stares in deep into my eyes, and you have those moments with people and pets and friends, and you have a picture, and it makes you feel good. It just makes you feel good seeing that look of someone, or you know, something, dog, cat, horse, don't care. And you can capture that for your ball mark.
Yeah, you can have a big nose staring at you, and then you can have make that into a ball marker,
yes,
and bring him onto the golf greens with,
yes,
you.
Yes, exactly.
And he makes a great one.
He makes a great one. He does. He really does. And I see his eyes. You know, I know,
and
that big old schnoz is right there. But
I see the schnoz.
Yeah, I know. I know. I see the eyes looking at me. Come into the fence and play with me. He's standing. He's about 6 feet when he stands up, or taller. He's taller than my son, who stands 6'1". He puts his paws up on his shoulder, you know. I mean, it's just one of those moments when Kane would come back from one of the tours, you know. It's one of those terrific dog sees buddy moments. We have a special Father's Day special. That Photo Ball Marker is offering all of you. If you just go to golfclub.photoballmarker.com, you get $5 off using the promo code GOLFCLUB.
Yeah, it's really simple. You just go there and click on the upload photos, upload your photos, and add in a couple accessories, hat clips or divot tools. We even have jewelry, keychain for Father's Day. And simply, you know, add as many photos as you want and click the order now button, and it's that easy.
How long does it take to get?
It takes about 2 or 3 days once we get the order to turn them, and then we mail them first class mail. So it takes about 7 days. So for Father's Day, folks are in good shape right now.
They're really nice. They're of course a magnet, so they stay on your cap. If you use I like the cap. It's just really works nicely. They're ceramic. How did you come up with this? I mean, do you make them at home?
Yes, we have a little production facility here, and we're pretty much a home business. It's just Charlotte and I, and what happened was we were at Fillers Green back in 2009 now, and I commented to Charlotte that we put photos on ball markers when we were checking out, and she thought that was a great idea, and so we started playing with it, and now we've been doing it for 4 or 5 years. And one of the next nice thing about Father's Day is some of our earlier orders, they took photos of their babies. And now every year since then, they've been, you know, basically making it into a traditional Father's Day for their dad. And so these babies are now growing up into little toddlers. And so what we've been doing is we get pictures of the kids down. We actually remember these orders. And, boy, that one's grown a little bit. So we've been hunting down some of our old photos. And we'll slip in a ball marker from 4 or 5 years ago in their order when we send it to them as a surprise. It's amazing to watch these kids, you know, sort of grow up. We call them our photo ball marker family because we're watching, you know, we're lucky that we get to do this, but we're get to watch these kids grow up as they make their Father's Day and Christmas gifts each year.
It's wonderful. I had no idea that, you know, you always add a little personal touch. When I lost my Zeus photo ball marker, I thought I'd have to send you up. You had the picture.
We do. We've got an archive of all the photos that we sent that we've, you know, made over the years.
What about golf teams? What if Dad has a business? Could we put a business logo?
We're doing more and more. Yeah, a lot of group tournaments and business logos. And Summit High School, we made them a two-sided marker because we have two-sided markers also. And on one side, they put their logo. On the other side, they put their team picture.
Oh, good idea.
And they actually... They just won the Oregon State Golf Championship, the girls did, for the second time with our photo ball markers.
Yay, Summit High School in Oregon.
Yeah, they're very good. They actually won it a few years without our photo ball markers, too, but we'll still take credit. And then for tournaments, we're actually going to do the Provo Utah, the Provo Open in Utah for making them ball markers, and we have a great charity that we've made ball markers for years called 18 for Life. And we actually have some of our friends go in there to play in that tournament. It's an amazing charity. And
What do they do?
South Missouri. It's a cancer charity. They have a 18-hole scramble with an auction, and they actually have over 300 participants, and they raise money for cancer research. It's a memorial for Ben Cruz, the young man's name, and he's got cancer.
Wow, that's cool.
And they do it great.
I was thinking for the EWGA Hawaii tournament, we've got our chapter qualifier for the EWGA national tournament. It's tomorrow. And I thought, you know, next year, since we just started our chapter last September, and next year we need to do photo ball markers.
Absolutely, absolutely. We would love to make those for you guys. We can do something very special. EWGA is really an amazing organization. We go to the Portland Golf Show each year, and they would have a booth there, and their ladies would come over and visit us, and we take pictures of them and send them ball markers and everything. That's a great organization.
Yeah, I wanted to find friends, people like-minded who would play golf with me, because in my immediate circle, my friends and family, they don't really play golf.
Right.
You know, so I didn't have any golfing gal friends. And just an opportunity arose. We started the chapter, and now I have a bunch of golfing girlfriends.
That's awesome.
It really is. Yeah, it really is. And it gives you an opportunity to get out and forget everything that's going on. And just have fun, laugh, play some golf. I don't worry too much about my score, you know. In fact, I don't worry at all about my score. I'm going to get better
playing.
Yeah, you know, it's just good. So, and how's Char?
Char is doing terrific. She's doing really well. She's playing well. She's been playing all kinds of tournaments. And we're going to take another shot at qualifying for the USGA Senior Women's Am.
Excellent.
Took a shot at last year and found a bunker that ate her up.
Yeah. Bunker at Chambers Bay, this deep, you know, 12-foot...
I was listening to that. My answer for that one would be quite simple. I simply pick the ball up and throw it. But I'm not so sure I could throw it out of that bunker.
So you don't mind taking strokes for that, do you?
No, I wouldn't mind at all. You'd be smarter than trying to hit it out of there. I heard you say earlier you're going to also go play, going to come to the Northwest to play golf.
Yes.
In this direction.
Yes, I'm going to be playing Chambers Bay.
That'll be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Yes, I'm very, very excited. And again, I don't care what my score is. I'm just going to enjoy it and soak it in.
You'll have some beautiful summer weather there, that's for sure.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Yeah, the best summers in the world.
Father's Day gift ideas, photoballmarker.com, photoballmarker.com. You click on one of the order options. You can get a 3-photo set, a 5-photo set. You upload, crop your pictures, you place your order, you decide whether you want a hat clip, or for ladies, there's brooches. If you don't even play golf, you can have one made of bracelets, all kinds of stuff. And in 2 or 3 days, boom, they're on the way, and they arrive, and you go, wow.
Absolutely, and any one of those orders, promo code Golf Club works.
Promo is Golf Club. Okay, put
that.
Absolutely. Is it the Golf Club or just Golf Club?
Actually, it's Golf Club.
Golf Club. Okay. Ken, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks a lot for having us.
It's
okay?
Fabulous. Fabulous. And
all right. You're lucky I didn't put the silly girls ball marker up to chase food. I thought about it very seriously.
You can. Cause,
all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe I'll do that. All right.
Yeah, go
hey,
to.
You have a wonderful day.
You
and
too.
Your listeners have a great weekend. And everybody go golfing with your kids.
Absolutely fabulous. Go golfing with the kids, the silly girls. Photoballmarker.com. Go check it out. My name is Danielle Tucker, and we'll be back right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
There's a couple of news items. One, Michelle Wee shot a 67 for under T12 going into today's round. She's about to tee off, but you know what? You got to be good. Stacey Lewis, 12 under after a 67-63. Christina Kim, 64-67. Such consistency. And now, Stacey Lewis was center stage when the PGA Championship for Women was announced. Yes, you know, the U.S. Open and the Open both have female versions. Now, the PGA of America has a ladies event. And it's with the title sponsor, KPMG, Women's PGA Championship. It's awesome. This is great. There's other news. It's bizarre. Phil Mickelson, under investigation for insider trader, he said he's done absolutely nothing wrong. And it really does. When you read the story in the New York Times or Washington Post, or not Washington, don't read. Yeah, it's much ado about nothing. It's more like he knew somebody who's suspected of having done something. And so but to be approached by anybody in this capacity, you know, SEC's walking up to you in the airport and saying, "Hi there, Mr. Mickelson, we'd like to ask you a few questions." weird. It must be strange. Watching it this morning on Golf Channel has been very strange. Every half hour they say, and then they go to Phil Mickelson. Now we're going to Phil Mickelson on the golf course. I feel like I'm watching OJ now on the freeway driving down the road. It's just the most strangest experience. Feels weird, okay? Okay, let's change the subject. Zeb Wellborn, he's author of a book called The Social Golf Course. He's host of Defining Success, a podcast, and he's owner of Wellborn Media. I'd like to welcome to the show now, Mr. Wellborn.
Hey. Hi, Danielle. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's good to have you on the show. And, you know, it's a tough sell. It's a tough sell with The Social Golf Course, the book, and I want to focus on how to become a social golf course.
Yeah, absolutely. And we wrote the book just because a lot of golf courses we found aren't using social media in the best way for them. So we really wanted to write this book and teach golf courses how to use social media and how to use it effectively.
I absolutely kudos to you because I've given up already. I've always suggested to golf courses at least create a Twitter account, a Facebook page, something, so that when I, you know, have you on the show, I can just say, you know, and then people click on that, and then they find your picture, a beautiful picture of your golf course, whatever it happens to be. The next step is, of course, getting somebody actually actively involved in communicating what's happening at the golf course. Is that what you want with a social golf course?
Yes, exactly, and that's exactly what we wanted to write in the book, was teach golf courses how to leverage their best golfers, the ones that like to play the golf course and are willing to share, you know, pictures and events and their experience with other family and friends. And what the social golf course really does is it creates that word-of-mouth marketing that every golf course needs and every golf course wants. You know, you mentioned that a lot of golf courses aren't doing it, and we found that too, and typically that's because a lot of people that get in the golf course industry, I mean, they're very passionate and excited about the game of golf. And maybe not so much about marketing or, you know, getting the word out about their golf course. And so a lot of golf courses are behind on the social media presence, and we really think that there's an opportunity for golf courses to make a huge impact in the golf course industry. And we're really excited about the book. It's got a really, really nice reception. So we're excited about it.
I would be. The whole concept is perfect, and what you do is you kind of lay it out in how to go about doing it. I've also found that golf courses are understaffed, and
it does
take somebody to make a commitment to doing this.
Yes, absolutely. And there's actually a chapter that we have in the book that kind of highlights about how you can get your entire staff involved. That is one of the problems in the golf course industry, is that, you know, there's a lot of cutbacks and there's not as much people working the counters as there used to be. But we've kind of created a way or a blueprint on how golf courses can get their staff involved so that it's not one person's responsibility. However, I will say that you do want to have somebody that knows social media and understands the formula behind it, and that's kind of what my business is. We have, you know, 19 Pole Media. It works with golf courses and how to develop their social media presence. So, and that's one of the things that I do for a business, is helping golf courses manage that social media presence.
Okay, so you would you tweet for them, or would you suggest what they ought to tweet, or a way of phrasing tweets?
It depends. It depends on what the golf course is looking for. A lot of times what I found is golf courses just want it off their plate. They want to have somebody to handle it. And so for the most part, that's what people have been hiring us to do, is that we were actually handling the Facebook page, handling the tweets. I just got hired on Monday to do a Pinterest account because they're trying to expand their weddings and banquets. So there's a lot of different ways that we work with companies, but ultimately I see it moving in more of a consulting role. You know, social media, internet marketing is constantly changing, and you just need to, in order to stay on top of it, is you really need to have somebody who's in the know and somebody who lives and breathes internet marketing and social media.
Yeah, it takes it away. And now you also suggested there be multiple people in the golf course itself, in the golf course. Let's say the golf course can't afford to do, you know, have somebody else on staff, quote unquote, to be doing this for them. So they ask their, you'd have two or three people, and it requires everybody to be on the same page. Because some people might say, well, I'm not sure if I should tweet this. I don't know if I should phrase it this way. How am I supposed to say this? You know what I mean? Am I being, would the boss approve of what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, and one of the things that we highlight is talking about setting procedures and making sure that you're very clear on what the directions are. So, for example, like a lot of golfers are interested in the course conditions. You know, what is the course looking like today? So having a superintendent, maybe they post every Monday, give an update on what the course is looking like, you know, how the greens are rolling, that kind of information, if there's any kind of aeration. That's an excellent thing to do. You can have your pro shop staff, maybe they're trying to get clients for lessons, posting tips through your social media channels, maybe a quick video about, you know, a proper technique on a golf swing would help increase that person's visibility, so they would get more likely to have clients. So there's a lot of different ways you can get your staff involved in the social media presence at a golf course, but it's kind of laying out a plan and a formula to make that happen.
Yeah, Facebook is big in Hawaii. A lot of, you know, everybody's using Facebook. You say that's the best resource for any business?
Yes. Well, not, I wouldn't say any business, but I would say for the golf course industry in particular, that yes, Facebook is where you want to be right now. But like I said, it's constantly changing in the internet marketing world. So while Facebook is a place to be right now, it might not always be that way.
Okay. Now, you say Twitter is a great listening tool. What do you mean?
Yes. Yeah. So, for example, you can go on Twitter and you can search for your golf course. And so what I like to do is I'll do the search. I'll go into Twitter. I'll search and see who's talking about our golf course. And a lot of times what you'll find is throughout the week is people will tweet about their experience at your golf course. They'll say, oh, just played around. Sometimes it'll be like from Instagram, so there'll be a picture associated with it. So then you can reach out to people who you're playing your golf course. You can create a human relationship, further establish a connection so that when they think about where they want to play golf, is they're choosing your golf course.
Yes.
Another cool thing you can do is you can type in either maybe your competitor or like you could just type in the word Hawaii golf. And you can see who's talking about golf in Hawaii, and then you can make connections and relationships with them. So then they're going to be talking about your golf course. Say, hey, you know, this golf course just reached out to me. They said, you know, what a great thing, what a great picture I took at their golf course. And now I've got this, personal connection.
Yeah, I like it. And Instagram is huge with kids.
Yep. Yeah, definitely.
And we want to get, you know, a lot of teenagers here are playing golf. So it'd be fun for them to be able to, you know, share their experiences, share their pictures from the course. You know they got to be taking them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's kind of one of the things where I say Facebook is the place to be right now, but it very well could be Instagram in the very near future just because it's much more mobile application, mobile ready, and a lot of people are they're not even going on their computers anymore. They're getting into their mobile phones, and right now Instagram is a little bit easier to use than Facebook from a mobile perspective.
Yeah, and then what you can do is with social media, you can then talk about some of your pro shop merchandise. You can talk about the specials at the course and some of the events that are happening. It's just wonderful.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And actually, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that. Is one of the things that gets the most response I've found in a lot of the golf courses I've worked with is we'll take a picture of like four or five hats, and I'll put, you know, which one would you wear? And then you kind of add that caption, and you have a picture of four or five hats, and you would be surprised at how many people are commenting and engaging and connecting with that statement. And so, yeah, that's one of an excellent way to get some people talking about the merchandise in your pro shop.
Cool. It's interesting. People are leery of social media. They're concerned that people will hack their accounts, and there's all sorts of myths about using social media. Do you advise on that?
Kind of, sort of. I would say that our world is becoming social, and there's really not much that anybody can kind of stop the tide in that sense. You know, there's a lot, like as we went to computers, you know, there's the same concerns about privacy and everything like that, but now everybody's using a computer. It's just the way that the world is shifting. And so what I say to typically people is that, you know, the younger generation, we're going to be doing business through social media. We're not going to be doing business in the old way that people have been doing business. So if you want to be in front of that, is you need to be using social media to expand your business if you're looking for long-term growth, and most businesses out there are. So there are concerns about privacy, but that's, I mean, whenever there's a new technology, there's always those concerns. And so you just kind of have to mitigate that with the advantages you can get from it. And I think there's the advantages far outweigh the disadvantages.
We're talking with Zeb Wellborn from 19th Hole Media. And they put together the Social Golf Course, a book, Increasing Rounds. We're talking rounds played at your golf course through social media. Where can I get the book?
The book is on Amazon currently, so you can get hard copies, and they also have digital copies. So I believe right now, like, they run specials, so I think right now the Kindle version is about $8. It's normally $9.99, and then our hard copy, we just raised the prices to $17.99. So that's where you can get it.
Excellent. Zeb, is there anything else? When did you start playing golf?
Now, I started playing golf fairly young. You know, I was 11 years old. I worked at a golf course when I was growing up. You know, I turned 17, and I started working at my local golf course. And I actually worked there for 7 years. So I have a long history in golf, and I became a high school history teacher after my first golfing career. And now I'm back in the golf business after I left teaching. And I absolutely love it. I love the game, love the sport. And it was a pleasure having you on my podcast earlier as well. You know, I had a great time chatting with you, and it's been a blast getting to know you.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to know you, and I thank you for sharing, you know, my my life. Zeb Wellborn, The Social Golf Course is the name of this book, and his motto for his internet marketing business is, share your passion, grow your business. It's Wellborn Media, The Social Golf Course. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Danielle. It was a blast.
Absolutely. We're going to come back. We're going to go to Lansing, Michigan, and talk with our travel guru extraordinaire, Michael Patrick Shields, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poi Poo Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poi Poo Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poi Poo Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poi Poo Bay. That's 742-8711. Poi Poo Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years in state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Thank you. Okay, we are KPUA, Hilo, KGU, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, and KTOH, Kalaheo. Now, I'd like to give away some Bridgestone golf balls. We're doing a Father's Day show. Father's Day gift ideas, and win your dad a Father's Day gift. And as soon as we open the lines up, you just have to be the ninth caller at 808-296-5467, and you will win some Bridgestone golf balls. I'll send them to you, priority mail. Michael Patrick Shields, he's a Michigan State radio host, the morning man. He's on 12 radio stations. He's on television. He is traveling around the world. You can catch up with him at TravelTattler.com. I love how he says he reveals his tourism's successes and failures at TravelTattler.com. Welcome to the show, Michael Patrick.
Aloha. Great to hear your voice again.
It's good to hear yours. And
Thank you.
You are going to Kennebunkport, Maine, for a fabulous event that I didn't know that you're the on the committee and are you playing golf? You're the host of the gala.
It's a huge honor. It's the 10th annual George Herbert Walker Bush Celebrity Golf Tournament, and he's number 41. Some people say Bush Senior, but it's George W.'s father, and he lives. The family has lived and summered there at Walker's Point in Kennebunkport, which is about 80 miles north of Boston and about 15 miles south of Portland, Maine, for a long, long time, a century, really. And So they have this golf club there that they play called Cape Arundel Golf Club. And when you think, President's Golf Club must be pretty fancy, not the case. It's a screen door, little old ramshackle clubhouse with lots of memorabilia in it from the president, of course, because he's had a lot of important friends and celebrities and PGA Tour players come there. It's a Walter Travis design, old golf course, charming little place, and it's open to the public, and it's affordable, and anybody can go there and play. And if you go into Kennebunkport, which is a picturesque seaside town in Maine there, it's very likely in the summertime that you would see any of members of the Bush family or, you know, the president on his boat and that sort of thing. So it's really cool. And you can see their home, which lots of people had seen on television and that sort of thing, just by driving along Ocean Drive there. And there's a lookout point where you can see where they live. And it's really, really charming little place.
It sounds charming. And, you know, I always think they have Secret Service forever.
They do. There's a gatehouse. It's heavily guarded. And when they travel there, or when they go into town, or when they, for instance, when he goes on his boat, which he used to do a lot of, and now he's often in a wheelchair, so it's not as easy. But there is a Secret Service boat that goes alongside, like a kind of like a big Zodiac boat full of menacing-looking agents who have drawn the best deal you could probably get as a Secret Service agent to spend the summer in Kennebunkport and go out on the boat every once in a while.
Yeah, that's wonderful. We're talking about the George H.W. Bush Celebrity Golf Classic in Kennebunkport, Maine, and it's June 24th. Is it sold out?
There's always a little bit of room because of the nature of it, and it's for charity. It's for Gary's House, which is a part of the Portland Hospital not far away. And so there's a gala that they've asked me to MC this year. Now, I've spoken at it briefly before, but to MC this for the first time is nerve-wracking for me. Only because, you know, I have a long-time admiration for the Bushes, and it's George P. is going to be our honorary chair this year. Now, George P. is running for Texas Land Commissioner. That's Jeb's son, and Jeb is George W.'s brother and George Herbert Walker's son. He was the governor of Florida and presumed to be a presidential candidate. So we think that Jeb is going to be there. And to me, it's like the White House correspondents did all of a sudden because, you know, when I emcee things and I get asked to do it nicely from time to time, I usually say, okay, everyone's at this event. You know, everyone knows that it's going to be thank you to this person and thank you to that person. Everyone's going to be falling asleep before it gets started. So I usually try to put some fun and some jokes and let people know this is going to be a different kind of a night.
Mm-hmm.
And, for instance, I'm emceeing next weekend the Michigan Golf Hall of Fame induction. And everybody knows that they're going to get the needle from me before they get inducted into the Hall of Fame, before they get, you know, all these accolades. But this is the Bush family, and this is a potential president sitting in front of us. So I've been just like nervous as a cat trying to pick my jokes very carefully. Very carefully.
I wouldn't be able to stand up and do jokes in front of the president.
Jeez.
To be
Can you imagine?
Who's
been? Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful, though. I'm really, really proud and happy for you because it is an amazing honor. I was curious about Gary's House. What is Gary's House? It was the last wish of a cancer patient who passed away. What did he want?
Gary Pike is his name, and you know what happens is someone has an extended stay at a hospital. It's tough on the family because they have to book a hotel nearby, and nobody expects that, and there's nobody there to pay for it, and so they try to find ways to make families comfortable in that situation. And you know, this is it's not unlike anyone surrounding the Bush family to be charitable. Remember, I think it was earlier this year that the former president, George Herbert Walker Bush, shaved his head to show support and sympathy for a leukemia patient. And, you know, they were, of course, born into privilege, but they never behaved like it. And I think that's very admirable. And he's, a very, very admirable guy. And what they've done for golf, too, when you think about their legacy, his father was president of the USGA, and then, of course, what they've done for First Tee, where George Herbert Walker Bush was the honorary chair. Now George W. is the chair of First Tee, which makes golf accessible to urban and rural kids who might not otherwise get access to it. And, of course, the life skills portion of it, too, which is very important to them. So their legacy with the, involved with the President's Cup and the PGA Tour and so forth. And the, maybe the best thing of all that they've provided for golf is the fact that you can play it quickly and get it over with without pausing and pondering over every single shot. And they were known for, especially 41, for playing golf that was more like polo than golf because they would get it done in a huge hurry. And wouldn't that be great if everybody else could get a, figure out a way to do that, too?
And I, yes, it would be. And it was, but I get lost sometimes. You know, I'm looking around. That's the worst thing. You just don't stop looking, Daniel. Just move. Okay. The,
well, hit the ball, for God's sake. You know what I mean? Everybody loves Jack Nicklaus, but that, you know, what he did to stand there and look at it and so forth, isn't
going to
change.
I can't do that. I can't do that. I have to hit the ball, but I do tend to walk around looking at the golf course. Yes, I look at the golf course, but I hit the ball. I'm always...
Well, how could you not look at the scenery in Hawaii when you're playing golf?
Yeah, and almost any golf course, they're just built so beautifully, you know, and they take the best scenery and you just go, wow. I hit the ball, and sometimes I'm at my ball, and I'm wondering if I'm too fast. Have I gone too fast forward? Am I in the wrong place? You know, it's still, and I just hope that everybody understands. I'm playing ready golf, okay? That's all
great.
There is to it, yes.
Now, hey, it looks like I'm coming to Kauai for the first time in August.
When?
Middle of August, I think.
Wow, I'm coming back from Chambers Bay the beginning of August.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, but that's perfect. I'll have to fly to Kauai to come see you. Now,
will you?
Yeah,
yeah,
I'd like
to. I've never been there before, and that's
where are you
I'm
staying?
Looking forward to that.
Where?
Three different places, all of them golf resorts.
Uh-huh.
Is there a, let me tell you what, one's a Marriott, okay?
Okay.
And one is a,
are you going to Princeville and maybe Poipu and...
Why, you think I would know this, wouldn't you? But I've got a couple of stops in between there, and I just got back from Asheville visiting Ben Wright. But there are three of the top-name brand hotels. One of the, come
it's,
to me.
It's okay. We'll talk about it in another
show. You know
show.
What? It'll be a cliffhanger is
it'll
what it'll be.
It'll be a cliffhanger. What I want to know is the award that Ben Wright got.
Yeah.
Okay, what award did Ben Wright, one of my favorite people on the planet, what did he get?
Oh, yeah, you know, he was the CBS golf analyst for 25 years, and it was the Biltmore Club, which is right outside the Biltmore House, for people who know that, in Asheville, North Carolina, which was owned by the Vanderbilts. It's America's castle, and this club is 100 years old, and it's like walking back in time. It's in the mountains there, and so they've given the award to Ben Hogan and Billy Joe Patton and lots of other Southern golfers, and so they gave the award to Ben this year, and so he was very touched by that.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It was nice. It was the old school kind of deal, you know, blue blazers and white hair. But it was pretty fun. Yeah.
Okay, the evening before the golf tournament, the Point of Light Gala is held at the historic Oceanfront Colony Hotel. And this is all part of the 2014 George H.W. Bush Celebrity Golf Classic in Kennebunkport. And there's going to be an auction.
Yes, there is.
The 41st President's briefcase?
How much? Last year, they auctioned his briefcase, and you know, I got carried away. I think it's funny when somebody says, I won this in an auction. You know, you won it, all right. Get your checkbook out and make it happen. But I think I was up to $4,000, which may not sound like a lot of money for an item like that, and it's really not. But, you know, when you can use a briefcase that the president used while he was in the Oval Office with his initials stamped on it and everything, that's pretty neat. So we do have some presidential auction items that night that will be given away.
Wow.
Or auctioned off, I should say.
That's given away. I like that.
Unique. Well, for the price, it is, isn't it?
I got to ask you, have you been keeping up with the news?
Which news?
The news in golf. You know, the Phil Mickelson under investigation for insider trading.
No, I didn't see that, but I know he's a market guy, so, I mean, I guess that could happen to anyone, couldn't
it? Yeah, it could, absolutely. You know, it all seems rather, you know, just so much ado about nothing, but...
Well, he's connected. I mean, in the business world, it would be kind of tough to not put your ear to the ground, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm not making excuses, but...
No, but he's not really... You know, I mean, I think it's more like he is a friend of somebody who may have done something, and they're asking him questions about what he knows about his friend. So now, you know, every 30 minutes on Golf Channel, they're doing updates on Phil Mickelson being under investigation. It's, you know, it's just amazing when you're in at that level of celebrity, how anything that you get affiliated with, it's so difficult to keep yourself completely clean. And Phil Mickelson has such an incredible reputation, and he's such a charity-minded person. He works so hard with he and his wife.
They're a team. It's a glass house, isn't it?
It is a glass house. You know, it just amazes me. It amazes me. So I'm going to see you on Kauai.
Sounds
in,
that way.
In August. And I must have Ben on the show again, and he must be honored by the World Golf Hall of Fame. I'm still...
Yeah, he'd love to hear from you. And
he must hear from me, and he must be. I don't know who to write to. Tell me who to write to. This is my good friend, Michael Patrick Shields. He's our travel guru extraordinaire. He travels around the world, and he always lets us know where the best places are to stay. And he's going to be on Kauai soon. You'll be back on the show to tell us, and we'll tell you where you should go when
I'll
you're on Kauai.
Itinerary.
Yes. Thank you, Michael Patrick.
Aloha and mahalo.
Aloha. We're going to talk about what you can get with Bill Fidler in just a few minutes, what you can get for Dad. And have you called the number 808-296-5467? Do you want to win golf balls? I mean, a box of golf balls? Do we have a winner? 808-296-5467. It's a really easy number. 808-296-5467. Thanks a lot. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
When the outside world grows too intrusive, it's nice to know you can escape to one that's all your own. Like the one you'll find inside the Acura RDX. With over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space, the interior of the RDX is designed to be your personal sanctuary. The RDX also features perforated leather-trimmed seating surfaces that provide maximum comfort to every passenger, gripping them through accelerated turns. Immaculately designed and tailored to fit the human form, the Acura RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Congratulations, Linda. You are the winner of Bridgestone Golf Balls, and it looks like we're going to have a couple more winners, and I'll let you know who they are, but we're going to go talk with Bill Fidler. He is with Buffalo Communications, and I got all of these fabulous ideas for giving things to Dad for Father's Day. I mean, all kinds of things, like Jack Nicklaus golf balls that have a charity component. It seems to be the running theme, Father's Day and charity. And Birdie Box, partnered with Bubba Watson. And all the proceeds that Bubba would get go to his foundation for charity. And Kent Wool Socks. Now, this is a family-owned private business. They've been in operation for many, many years. They have a new KW Series Sport and Pro Light Performance Socks. I'd like to have those. And then... and Gary Player's new instructional DVD series. So let's bring Bill in to talk about all of these things and how we can get them. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good.
Thanks for having me in.
Absolutely. You know, we need to get Father's Day golfer gift ideas. Now, some of these are, you know, things like let's start with the Kent Wool socks.
Sure.
The Kent Wool socks they're pricey. It's not something Dad would probably walk into the store and say, you know, I'm just going to get me some of these socks. Really, you know, because sometimes dad's thinking about everything else and everybody else and making sure that everybody's got what they need. So you need to make sure that he gets something special that he might not get for himself.
And that's exactly right.
Yeah, right. This KW Series Sport and Pro Light Performance Sock, what's different about it?
Well, the KW Series is the latest from Cantwell, and like you mentioned, they're a very old company, more than 100 years in the business, South Carolina. Everything they do is made in the USA, and they are just absolutely phenomenal socks, and a lot of it comes down to the what they use to build their socks. And the KW Series is half merino wool, which is the best wool you can buy anywhere, and it's actually half bamboo. And what the bamboo does is it helps with moisture wicking. And these socks are, they're phenomenal. They're used by Bubba Watts and Matt Kuchar. A bunch of guys on tour have gone to the Kentwell socks. They come in a number of, you know, fun colors, all kinds of different cuts. So whatever kind of shoe or sock that you like to wear, be it the long ones or the no-shows, they've got everything for you, men's, women's, really phenomenal stuff. And like you mentioned, I think a lot of people kind of take socks for granted. I was never a big sock guy before we got involved with Kentwell. I would go to Costco and buy, you know, a million socks for $5, and 6 months later they'd all be worn down. But these will last a long time. There's a guarantee on them, so if you don't like them for any reason, return them for a full money back after 30 days.
Fantastic. Those are the Kentwell socks. They have a website. I didn't write down what it is.
Yep. It's kentwell.com.
Kentwell, KentWool.com. Real simple. Kentwell.com. Great idea for dad. And if you order them in the next week, I bet you they'll be here in time for Father's Day. Better yet, order them today. All right, that's Kentwell. Now, I've got a winner. Okay, Gary Neary from Kauai, you are the winner of a round of golf at Poipu Bay. Congratulations, Gary. We've got one more winner for the golf balls from Bridgestone Golf. Let's go now. Speaking of Bubba Watson, did you hear that he hit like a 500 and something odd drive? God, no, I'm serious.
Unbelievable.
Bubba, let me, while you tell us a little bit about Birdie Box, I have to find this because it made one person, here, John Huggan, he writes for Golf World, Golf Digest. Dear Mr. Dawson and Mr. Davis, today Bubba hit an uphill 529-yard par 5 with a drive and a 6-iron. I mean, wow. Then he goes, John Huggan writes on Twitter, fix the ball. So Bubba's out there playing a course that he doesn't usually do well on, and he's doing quite well. Thank you very much. And Birdie Box partnered with Bubba Watson, and all the proceeds that Bubba would get, again, go to his foundation. What's Birdie Box?
Sure. So Birdie Box is a company that just launched in January down at the PGA Show in Orlando. And basically what they are is a monthly subscription service where they provide custom curated golf gear to subscribers. So there's a number of different options. If you go to birdiebox.com, you can sign up for 1 month, 3 months, 6 months. You fill out your size, what colors you like, and they put together special gear each month in a box and send it to you. So it's a little surprise every month. It could be shirts, socks, golf balls, a number of very cool things. Great little company. And for Father's Day, they partnered, like you said, with Bubba Watson on what they're calling the Bubba Box. And the special thing about the Bubba Box is that all the gear that is inside it was actually hand-selected by Bubba. It's his favorite thing. So there's two different options. There's a price point of $125, and there's one that's $75. And the higher one, which they call the Gold Box, you get an Oakley polo, a pair of Kentwell socks, like we were just talking about, a sleeve of Pro V1 golf balls, a custom Bubba Watson head cover from Daphne's, and a Ping visor. It's actually the Ping visor that Bubba wears on tour. It says Bubba on the side. It's 100% exclusive to this offer, so you can't buy that anywhere else, but you get that exclusive visor. Then you also get a one-month subscription to the regular Birdie Box service.
That's cool. Okay. It's like having a subscription to a present, a prize package.
Exactly.
And you never know what it's going to be. I remember the fellow who started Birdie Box was on the show not too long ago. And this is really cool. So you can either get Dad this Birdie Box that's partnered with Bubba, the Bubba Box, which comes with one added So you're going to get this one for Dad. That's the with all the Oakley short sleeve green polo, the ping Bubba visor that's exclusive for the Birdie Box for Dad, the sleeve of Titleist Pro V1 logo balls, the Kent Wool USA Performance socks, and the special Bubba head cover from Daphne's. Plus, Dad's going to get another gift because yep. in a month, the Birdie Box subscription will kick in and ship Dad another present. So you're getting two gifts in one. That's such a good deal.
That's exactly, yeah. It's, okay. It really is.
Good. All right. Now, the Jack Nicklaus golf balls. Buffalo yeah. Communications has selected or been selected by Nicklaus Companies to help the Nicklaus Children's Healthcare Foundation and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital raise money for pediatric programs through the sale of these new innovative Nicklaus golf balls. So tell us how to get them.
All right, Nicklaus.com is where you get them. These, by and large, they're available online, and they're available at select Nicklaus-designed golf courses. And there's a few things that make them very unique in the golf ball world. The first is the way that you select the type of ball that you want. Okay. There's a lot of confusion in the marketplace. A lot of people don't understand the differences between the different types of balls, or so many people go out and just play a Titleist Pro V1 without actually having the swing speed that you need to make that ball perform the way that it's designed to perform. So the way that the Nicklaus folks set about making it a little easier was there's three different colors for the logos on the ball, white, blue, and black. And you pick the one based on the tee markers you normally play from. So if you're a guy who goes out once a weekend and you play from the white tees with your buddies, you get the Nicklaus white ball. And it's all designed based around swing speed. So they can determine if for the person that is playing from those forward tees, they have most likely a swing speed between X, Y, Z, and A, B, C, and that's what the white ball is designed to do. All the way up to the black ball, which is their really tour premium ball, which performs similar to a Pro V1 or anything else in that category.
That's cool. That makes it really simple. I play from the white tees, I get the white ball.
Exactly.
I play from the blues, or the black. That's really good. How about, do they need to, Mr. Nicklaus, you need a red ball.
There is that's next. We'll talk about that one in a few months. But yeah, the other thing that's really cool is because it's an online thing at Nicklaus.com, they're basically cutting out the middleman. So these balls for like the Nicklaus black ball, which again is the quality of a Pro V1, but the price you're going to pay is about $32.
Wow.
Shipping and handling is totally free. And then they have partnered with St. Jude's and the Nicklaus Children's Healthcare Foundation. So every time anyone buys a dozen golf balls, a dollar is donated to those. And if it's shipped through FedEx, another dollar is donated. And because you are getting the discount at checkout, you have an option to donate additional funds to those charities. So when you go to Nicklaus.com and you click on the black golf ball or the blue or the white, it'll ask you, this is the price you're going to pay. Would you like to donate $5 or $10 or $15 more dollars to these charities? So it really is it's a way for Jack to help these charities out. And it's a great thing for Father's Day because they're both children's charities. They help pediatric hospitals and things like that. So it's a very good cause.
Excellent. And in about 60 seconds, maybe 30 seconds, we've got the Gary Player new instructional DVD series. He's one of my favorite people. Maybe we should do a show about this series.
Sure. We'd love to set that up. I mean,
that would be fabulous. I'd like to do that. But you can go to, where can we find this?
Amazon.com. It's Gary Player, A Game for Life. And it is the best instructional DVD series out there.
Gary Player, A Game for Life, and it's on Amazon.com. So if you're looking something for Dad, whether it's something affordable for you like socks, or if you'd like to spend a little bit more money, there's the Birdie Box. You get two gifts in one. Actually, you get a whole bunch of gifts in one, plus he'll get another gift in a month. Nicklaus golf balls, and most of these things seem to help charities. And it's fabulous having you on, Bill. Thanks so much for joining us in the clubhouse.
Thank you. Had a great time and good. Talk to you soon.
Great. Excellent. I'd like to thank the people who make the show possible. First, Dr. Armon Chong. He's a good dentist, and he's such a great guy. The director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities. Dr. Armon Chong, he's in Kaimuki at 737 727-337-3525. 737-3525. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. It's absolutely beautiful at Poipu Bay. I hope to see it when Michael Patrick Shields is here. It's a unique, unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. By the way, Jim Quinn, you are the winner of the Bridgestone golf balls. Thanks so much for calling in from Mililani. Star protection for property threat or risk assessment, protection for your home or your business. You've got to get the Star team on your property. Acura of Honolulu, and you know, military appreciation never ends. It doesn't end this month. It keeps going on. So just ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discounts at Acura of Honolulu. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.